T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We thank you for sticking around for Mr. Mystery Guest, who for the first time in a very long time stops on by 95.7 The Game. As a matter of fact, Steve Young, the last time that you were on this station was the week leading up to Super Bowl 50, when you were nice enough to sit down with me on Media Row, and then Donovan McNabb crashed our interview. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, and I don't know why he did that. The it seemed disrespectful, but you know, I have to live with it. But
well, I look,
it's not on purpose, Damon. It just is. It's just where it's how things roll. So I'm glad to be back with you. And Larry, I mean, you know, Larry's been a friend for a long time, and so I'm glad to talk to both of you.
Well, that's the thing. It just shows that when a friend asks for something, that you absolutely deliver. And I understand there's an awful lot of business that comes between us during the football season, but it's not the football season. And you also reached out to Larry when I think he could have used a little picking up, and you picked him up. And that's really cool, man. I'm impressed, and I know it meant a lot to Larry. He's not about to gush over it, so allow me to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Larry's not going to gush over anything. So, I mean, Larry's a tough guy. But, we built a friendship, and so I just want to let him know that we're in it together. I feel the same way, Damon. We're in it together. We do what we can, and move along. Like, one thing's for sure, we all have a passion for sports, and we all love to chat about it. My house, as you guys probably know, is not full of sports talk. And so, you know, for me, this is, you know, cathartic to kind of get on and chat about sports.
Well, Steve, I mean, I'll say this, and I told you this before, but I just loved our segments last year. I loved what you were doing with your Forever Young Foundation for the Bay Area throughout the pandemic. I mean, I was so floored by that, and I could tell in all those conversations that it really came from the heart for you. And I love how invested you are post-career in our area, but also in the 49ers and in Trey Lance too. And that's really where I wanted to start today. You talked about Trey and his development, and I know you've had a chance to spend some time with him. He actually referenced it at minicamp just a few weeks ago. Can you tell us the nature of, did you guys get together on the phone? Did you guys watch film, field work? How was it?
No, we were down at the facilities doing a workout, and we got a chance to just chat around, just, you know, first of all, get to know each other a little bit, but also just tell some stories about, give context for, like, whatever your face, like I said, any footprints that you see ahead of you, they're mine. You know, like there's no way that you're going to go through something in the next 10 years, specifically in San Francisco, that I don't have some context for or have some history with or some unusual situation from being on the front page of the Chronicle when they blamed the Gulf War on me in 1991 to, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, so there's nothing, you know, that it's funny, but it's not funny kind of thing. And so I think Trey is, I just want to let him know that part of it, that there's whatever path you're on, there's people that have kind of walked it in not exactly the same way, but, and just some context for how to have some resilience to it, not try to focus on the things that are most important. And, you know, and I remember chatting with Jimmy when he first got here, like I'm very open to giving whatever I can to pay it forward. People did that for me. And so I had a nice chat and threw the ball a little bit, and I tried to show him that I could still throw it, you know, and, you know, just back, you know, things that are really important, Larry, is to show Trey Lance that Steve Young can still throw the ball.
Exactly.
Whose arm got tired first?
Yeah, was there arm fatigue?
Yeah, right. I had no fatigue issues.
Did he have any fatigue issues, Steve?
No, he didn't. I got more onto that. I got more information on that. One thing about Trey, and I said this last week. His one of his great qualities is his attention to detail and his earnestness in doing the job, like really laser focused, and he's got the intellect to do it as well. So he's focused and he has the horsepower, and so in that way there's not going to be a detail he misses. He's not going to have things not memorized. That's a double negative. He's going to be able. That's why I say I have high confidence in him processing, you know, on the field. And so in that earnestness, sometimes you, like any good quality, you can have too much of it. And you can be so earnest that you're so in. And I think, Philadelphia Eagles draft. Now we went to Indianapolis. Quarterback, help me quick.
Eagles quarterback who went to Indy?
Carson Wentz.
So Carson, I felt like, had the same issue a little bit in that he's a perfectionist. He had the ability to be perfect. And in that perfectionist effort, it kind of almost drove him into the ground. And so I really want to have Trey not feel like, you know, that everything has to be perfect, or that, because he has that tendency in him. And that's not that's part of the solution. Part of the reasons why the 49ers took him is because he has that processing power, that earnestness about the job. He wants to get to have all the data. He's not, and that's one of his talents. It's one of his God-given talents. And so in that way, you don't want to take away from it, but I've seen it where when it's overdone and people don't know when to stop, and when Mitch Trubisky had a little bit of this as well. And so, and I don't want to see Trey trying to be perfect, trying to live up to, you know, the ghosts of the past or even the ghosts of the present, and trying to do all that and live and trying to do it all at once.
Steve Young with us here on 95.7 The Game. Can a quarterback room exist, Steve, with a proven and very much liked quarterback like Jimmy? I mean, that feels like that first two or three game losing streak, should it come around, because a second-year quarterback is, you know, maybe just struggling while the rest of the team around him is very much built like a win-now football team. It feels like a really good way to divide a locker room, whether they wanted it divided or not.
Hey, Damon, let me ask you this question. What's different if he's not there?
The object in the rear-view mirror?
Super Bowl team. This is a Super Bowl team. People believe that. And the quarterback who everyone's focused on and staring at day in and day out, and he's struggling. Yes, it is more complex with Jimmy standing there. There's no question. I get that. But the job, what I would say to Trey is, that situation is not necessarily that much harder than the fact that you're struggling and the whole team's staring at you, the whole town's staring at you. You're not doing the job, and you've got to start doing the job. Like, I guess your point is, why make it that much harder when it's already hard, which I appreciate. But at some level, but the thing is, do you really think that Jimmy, the issue that really comes down is, then does Jimmy play, right? Because that's when he's sitting there, he's like, you can't just have a guy struggle and not have someone on the bench who can take his job. So that's the question for management right now, and for John and Kyle, is, do you want the ability to put Jimmy in the game to replace Trey when he struggles?
Right. It just
if
feels
you're okay
like
with that, if you're okay with that and all that that entails, then that's not a terrible place to be, to have backups, to have other solutions. It doesn't necessarily mean it's great for the future of your young quarterback. Doesn't mean it's great for stability in the locker room. To your guys' point, it does fracture locker rooms. It can cause lots of grief. But the locker room showed pretty strong resilience last year, you know, with inklings of this. So I don't know. I because I grew up in this in 6 years of it with Joe and the enormity of it all, I'm less sensitive than maybe you are to the whole to the whole drama. I feel like the drama, in the end, the drama did bring out the best of us. And in some ways, I still believe creative, not toxic personalities. Trey is not toxic personality. Jimmy is certainly not a toxic personality. So, you know, what bad could happen? You heard Jed say that. Was it in February when he said, hey, look, we did this with Joe and Steve. It's not that big a deal. Like, you've heard the owner tell you that he's not against it.
Steve Young with us here. You know, Garoppolo, even his harshest of critics would have to agree, he is a professional of the highest degree. And as you look at him taking care of his profession and his career, would you advise him to exist now on the 49ers timeline and tempo of business, or just demand his outright release? Like, what do you think is better for him at this time?
It feels like he knows that he's done a good, he was a good soldier last year and did everybody a service and helped the locker room stay together. And they went, man, they went to almost the distance. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And some real drama. I mean, in LA that and final week, I mean, it's just some great stuff. And then, you know, there's going to be some people around the 49er facility that will say, man, did he screw us with this injury? Like, he should have told us, or he should have, like, you know, so there's this piece of the puzzle around getting healthy and then some puts and takes, positive last season, not great about the injury. I think the number one thing is get healthy, then prove it. That's what has to happen for the whole, for everybody. Get healthy and then go prove it, whether it's in a preseason game, whether it's a preseason practice, whether it's in private workout, like prove that you're healthy. Once that day comes that he's proven to be healthy, then I think probably Jimmy should say to the 49ers, okay, what's the deal? And if they kind of look into the, you know, look into the sky and kind of, then I think that's when he says, look, I've done my part and I'd really appreciate my release. You know, and you've scoured the world for some kind of value. You've looked for any kind of opportunities for trades. You know, and short of, hey, look, Jimmy, we want you here on the team. We want to pay you. We want you to be a backup. And Jimmy says yes. I mean, short of that, I feel like get healthy, show the world that you're healthy, get the team a minute to kind of react to that and with the rest of the league to react to that. And then, you know, days, not weeks later, say, look, you know, there's nothing happening. You know, just release me. I suspect that's what I would think about doing.
Steve, I have no concerns about Trey, the person. I know they got the right person. I think the 49ers at this point know that they got the right person. But now let's transfer from that to the player. What concerns do you have as far as Trey Lance, the player? I know people have talked about his accuracy and questioned it. I was at the minicamp. I thought his accuracy looked pretty good. So overall, I probably have some questions about his game, but I'm really interested to hear what you have to say about his game.
Yeah, it's hard because, Larry, we're learning. Like, we learn a lot in the practices. Like, we're redefining Trey every 30 throws.
Sure.
Because it's just not that much to go on. And so I agree with you. The person and the person processor on the field, half of the two things you got to do in the NFL generally, and true for quarterback in general, process and deliver the ball. And there's a lot to each one of those. I get that. But processing Trey is checked the box in my mind already, even as a rookie and even as a second player.
Steve, were you surprised
It's delivering the ball, and I said this a month or two ago. I'm not saying that, I don't know if it's not a supreme quality today. And I believe that it can become such, but I think that's a work in process. So nobody's like Jimmy is an A-plus deliverer of the football. He might not deliver the right place, right time, but as far as delivering it, you know, that's where the processing thing comes in. But getting the processing done, finding the right guy, and then delivering it, that's where Trey, you know, needs to prove to all of us that he's a elite deliverer of the football. I really believe he's already an elite processor of quarterbacking. Now it's just show me that you're an elite deliverer. And the truth is, you say you don't think he is, Steve. I'm like, let's just see him throw another, 200 throws in games, and we'll. But I suspect that's where the growth is going to really show up.
Steve, were you surprised at all how little he got used by Kyle Shanahan, who we know, you know, is the sort of coach who draws up napkin plays everywhere he goes when he sits down for dinner? I was a little bit surprised that he didn't use last year as an opportunity to get him just a touch more seasoning here or there.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. You know, everyone knows how positive I am on Kyle and his innovation and really kind of best place in the league to play a quarterback. I would, I told people many times publicly and privately, if I could be myself as a young player right now and choose where to go, I would go here. And that's not because I was here. That's absolutely where I'd be. But I was surprised. I thought that Jimmy, because of his personality, would be open to figuring out ways to get Trey on the field. I thought there would be a package of Trey Lance domination plays that Kyle could come up with. That didn't happen. Then even when he had chances to play, it seemed like he didn't want him to engage in a full game plan, running around, running against the Cardinals 16 times out of the huddle. You know, it was like, so there's some oddities about it that makes you wonder if Kyle believed that he was, you know, how much he believed. It's just hard to know. Based on what you watch and what you see, you think everything feels like he should be getting more opportunities and playing more, but it didn't come. And I don't know if Kyle's, you know, to me, Kyle needs to win it. Kyle wants, he knows he's been knocking on the doors of the Super Bowls. He knows he has the team to do it. If there's a way to go get a Super Bowl, he's going to try to do it. And the fact that he didn't use Trey last year to, unless he was pushed for it, I don't want to say telling, because it feels like we're in a good spot right now based on no gameplay in the 22 season. But it does, your question, I think where you're going is, just felt odd, and it did feel odd to me as well.
How does Trey become the leader of the 49ers? And when I say that, I mean truly, authentically the leader. And how did you do it? Because, I mean, you walked into a locker room that wasn't divided. They were all with Joe. You know what I mean? In this locker room, there's some guys that are probably with Trey. There might be some guys with Jimmy. He's now trying to establish himself as a leader, but he has to do it authentically or the guys don't buy in. How does he go about that?
Number one is to do the work. You're not going to get anybody to follow you if you're not doing the work. Number two, every time you're under the gun in the media or on the field, and what I mean is when the lights are on, when everybody's looking at you and they're looking for your reaction, something bad's happened, you've lost a game, you've thrown an interception, you're struggling, something's gone haywire, practices, games, in the media, post-game, during the week, never allow the mitigation, so that explaining all the reasons why things are going haywire, own it. Be the one that does the Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees work, Russell Wilson, that they own it. They don't pawn it off. They're not subtly letting you know that the receiver turned the wrong way. You've got guys back. So when it matters, they know that Trey is good for it. And I think that's why Jimmy was such a hit in the locker room, is because he was really good at that. And that's number three? I can't remember. And then after you've kind of handled all those things, you got to go win. You got to win ball games. And you can do all those other things really well, and it'll give you a place to survive, but you will not thrive and lead the locker room until you win. And once you start winning, then I think it feeds on itself. And unfortunately in San Francisco, you can go to championship games and lose, and that doesn't necessarily solve the problem. It gives you more time, but, you know, you have a Super Bowl ready team. You need to go win the Super Bowl. And until then, you know, you're not going to keep you from leading the team. You'll be a leader of the team. Once you do those fundamental things and start winning, you'll lead the team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young here. What a treat on 95.7 The Game. And I'm just going to warn you that this is the one question, if you don't answer it carefully, Steve's going to get aggregated and get you in trouble. So I'm setting it up for you here. Are there any amount of raw tools that you think could ever be more important in a quarterback than being a 68% passer in a rookie season? Because that's what Mac Jones just did in New England. And I looked this up. In your 13-year career, you, one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the history of football, you had a completion percentage better than 68% only twice in your 13-year career. Mm. I really thought that Mac Jones was more built to run the system Kyle really wants. I think Kyle wants his system to be a star, not a quarterback who can make plays off schedule, because as an offensive genius, he just doesn't like being off schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I think that fair or foul, he is going to be compared to Mac Jones an awful lot in his career.
Mm-hmm. Very fair. I think that the interest that Kyle had in Mac was real. The exhaustive work that gets done to finally make the pick is, books are written, and you have to at some point make a choice. And so their choice was made, and that why, and because their interest was real with Mac, it'll always be connected. Like Philip Rivers and Eli, you know, it's like, it's just, there's things about this thing that, you know, the history that connects you. And so there'll be, so the question's not inflammatory, it's real. But again, what I would tell anybody, young players, like, just play great football and don't, like, I hope Trey doesn't spend any time on that. Hope nobody spends time on that, because, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make you, it doesn't help you play great football. And that's all that matters. And so, you know, for me, Mac was he was an elite processor. We talk about processing, and has enough of a delivery system that's good enough. The reason why he wasn't the first pick off in the draft, because he wasn't as an elite, you know, dynamic player that can move around in this era. But this is an era of a less sophisticated football that allows for 75% passer. Like, the game has significantly changed. I'm not trying to make an excuse for the fact that he's throwing for 68% and I only did it once. Like,
right, it sounds like you're trying to justify your own incompletions here, Steve.
But I want to be honest so that people who are listening can be, need to be honest as well. The game has changed so dramatically that I really believe that Mac coming out in 2021 was not the prototype for the future of the next 10 years.
Okay.
There's so many yards to go get, free yards from quarterback spot, so many first downs, so many touchdowns, so many game-changing plays, that you, to not have that, to actually take somebody that does not have that in 2021, felt off. But that does not mean that Mac is not going to absolutely thrive in a less sophisticated world than it is than 20 years ago to be able to be a 75% passer. And to your point, getting in the right system, multiple Super Bowls, multiple Pro Bowls, multiple even MVPs are in Mac's visibility. But when you sat back in 2021 in the warmth of April or May or June, trying to figure out what the next 10 years in the league looks like, you did not necessarily lean in to somebody who wasn't a dynamic. And when I say dual threat, it's not, that's a college term. dual threat means is you're an elite passer who can run. Because if you're not an elite passer in the pros, you're not a, there's no threat. So a true dual threat pro quarterback is an elite passer who has legs. In college, it's not necessarily as demanding. And so then that one's more a guy who can run around who can throw. So to be somebody in the next 10 years who plays in the NFL and thrives as a dual threat in those terms needs to be, number one, an elite passer of the football, and then they can run. And because Trey has that potential, it's hard not to lean in.
What I loved about the way you played the position, Steve, was the unbelievable urgency that you played your whole career with. You played your whole career with this kind of third down goal line urgency that you know, I don't know that I would instruct people to play that way, but it worked for you, and I thought it defined you. And when I look at Trey, I see a little bit of the same traits. It's like, I'm not sure that Trey has the appropriate fear of the defensive players. And I think that's kind of an important thing going forward. Yeah. How did you kind of balance that? Because you would take on anybody as a young player, but eventually you learn those lessons. I think that's a key lesson for him if he's going to be on the field consistently for this team.
Well, Larry, you got to remember, when I took the field, Joe was standing there. And in some ways, I was playing to try to impress Joe. Like in other words, if Joe's out here, the ball would be moving. You know, if Joe's out here, the we'd be scoring points. That's in my mind. I was like, it wasn't hard to make that. And so, for me, the urgency was just standing there. Right? I saw him, he was 15 feet away. And so in that way, it wasn't like I was trying to be him, because I learned very quickly that's not a really effective way to attack the problem. But as far as productivity, you better be productive. And so early on, you saw the run against the Vikings was absolutely a function of that urgency of like, look, we got to move the ball. And I don't know that I'm really smart or sophisticated enough to really move it, you know, the veteran way. So I'm going to move it however I can. And so that's why Trey's going to have to use every inch and breadth and depth of his athletic ability, both throwing and running, to get to move the ball and to win games. And the urgency there, and Larry, I think that there's going to be a higher risk of hurting himself. He's already done it once last year with his hand running around. There's going to be a risk because he's not going to step back trying to figure out the long game. In many ways, his urgency is because it's a short game. I got to win this game. I've got to win the next one. I got to win the next one. And not that that's not true all your whole career, but you do have a way of kind of stopping a little bit of that, you know, over urgency. But early on here, I would tell him, if I could talk to him every day and say, hey, don't be so urgent. Don't run into linebackers. Be careful. Slide. Get out of bounds. Like, yeah. It'd be just like me. Yeah. Good. Got it. Glad to have. Thanks for the tip. And then I'd go do whatever I possibly could within my capabilities to go move that football, because the expectation is that we're going to the Super Bowl, and I have no time to waste. In fact, I always laugh. You know, I say quarterbacks, they're the number one in fourth quarter comebacks. I'm like, frick that. I don't want to have any fourth quarter comebacks.
Exactly. I want to be leading.
Yeah, feet up on the ottoman.
I want this game over at halftime. And Larry, you have always had the knack at kind of distilling some of the things that I don't necessarily think about or, you know, have spent a lot of time at, but really truthful distillations of who I was I was out from at warmups to get a lead and to get this thing over with, because there was no comfort in close ball games or close losses or almost, like, there was not, like, young players in the NFL, I think, somehow take solace in, hey, he's playing pretty good. Oh, it was close. It wasn't his problem. It wasn't his fault. Oh, this team needs to be more supportive. And they live in that space for a couple of years, and then pretty soon, you know, they have to own it, and then they're not ready for it. I'd much rather go my way, and Lance, and what you're asking Trey to do is, let's go. Let's go now, and let's give everything you own, and then over time, figure out ways to regulate and govern a little bit more safely. But forget it. Right now, let's go.
I'll tell you, I just felt my jaw get more square while you were answering that question. That was great. It's Steve Young from When Men Were Men, football in the NFL. Brian Greasy coming straight out of the Monday Night Football booth. And I'm guessing you got to know Brian a little bit all the time that you spent.
Like Brian.
He's got one of the big quarterbacking gigs now. Is he the right guy for the job?
You know what? Brian comes from a different place. And he played a different game. So in that way, I liken it to Patrick Mahomes playing with Alex Smith for that season, and Patrick being the gambler, the street fighter, the guy that can do everything, and then Alex is, and I'm overstating it, but Alex is the do it by the book, be managed, not as a game manager, but manage play to play to get the most out of each play. Let's be super efficient. And what's one of the great things about Alex. And so having Patrick see Alex in person was super important. And I think that affected the way that he thought about the game. And even to this day, I would say to Patrick, you're already one of the greats. You'd probably be the greatest player ever played if you could hold two things in suspense. One is, I am the most dynamic player that's been around for a long time. And two, I am the greatest manager of the efficiency of the game that's ever been. And that's where he, that's not his, because it's not a strong suit. It's not what he wants to do game to game. You saw the playoff game with the Bills. You saw all the explosiveness and the enormity of what he can accomplish as a player, Patrick. And then you also saw the leaking of oil and just the basics, the fundamentals of just doing the efficiencies. And if he can, so he still has stuff to do there. And I can't remember the first part of your question that got me going here. But for Trey, it's really making sure that he gets the efficiency. He's going to be the dynamic player, but it's getting the efficiencies, that the down-to-down, doing the smart thing, dropping the ball off, take the open guy in the flat, take the first 3 yards, don't overthink it, and just be a super efficient. And people say game manager is a negative. It's a knock. 50-60% of the game, 70% of times is doing that really well. And then the other 30% is this spectacular art that we applaud and we honor and we give accolades and MVPs and everything else. But if you think about underneath it, 60-70% of it is just being that great game manager.
I got one last one for you, buddy. I appreciate you coming on. I really do. And Tom Brady's dominated the last decade, right? He's got 5 Super Bowl appearances. He's got 4 Super Bowl wins. And there's a lot of good young quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Burrow, Josh Allen, Mahomes, to name a couple, name a few. I'm really bullish on both the 49ers and the Jets because I really believe in Trey Lance's future. And I really believe that Zach Wilson found another level in the second half of last year. And I think you're going to see more of that this year. Those are the two young guys that I think could crash that party going forward. Who do you see outside of the big three of Burrow, let's say Allen and Mahomes? Who's a young quarterback that you think, man, this guy's going to have a great decade ahead?
Justin Herbert, right? I mean, you got to add him. He's already a proven commodity in my mind. So there's those four. If Deshaun Watson can ever get on the field, he's got that kind of talent. Lamar Jackson. Personally, I said this many, many times, he's damned in the system that they're running. He has to be given opportunities to mature as a thrower of the football, and they just don't ask him to do it. I think he's completely capable. And if he could get those opportunities, I think he'd be in that mix as well. But you've got these dynamic players that can go get all those yards I talked about, all those first downs, all those touchdowns that change games and tilt fields, and it could be a one-man show in today's game. The quarterback position's never been as dynamic and never been as important than it is today. And so you've talked about what did you say to me? Well, Tom Brady's not that, can't move around. Aaron Rodgers doesn't do that much anymore. How are they dominating? They're dominating because they grew up in a sophisticated era, and they're taking advantage of a less sophisticated era with their expertise. And that's why Tom says to himself, look, as long as my arm keeps moving, I can play forever. And it's really true because the game has changed that much. But really, in the end, you're talking about dynamic players that are going to be super fun to watch. And if you're going to talk about the AFC West, you can see Russell Wilson in that mix now. Russell Wilson is a tough out.
Yeah.
Seattle has no chance now. With Russell Wilson, they have a chance. Denver had no chance. Now they have a chance. And so that AFC West, you're going to have to be 3-3 or 4-2 to even sniff something into the future. And that's a, I can't wait to see some of those games. But you got players that are going to be really tough to beat, all kind of packed in that division except for Josh Allen.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us. It meant a lot to Larry. It meant a lot to us. It meant a lot to the station. We really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're great. And I really appreciate you guys. So I can't say any time because things get hairier in the season, but it's fun to talk. And you guys, be honest with you, I always said this about Larry. He asked pointed, tough questions that I think always get me thinking, and you do as well. So I appreciate the conversation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.